Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacey Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help organizations acquire top talent while helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing secrets for maximizing your career potential. Hello, Stacey, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Samantha. I'm glad to be here today.
Stacey, you talk with professionals all the time. In fact, you've talked with thousands of professionals in your career, and during that time, you've seen how people approach their career and what they try to do to grow it. Does that experience serve as a backdrop for today's podcast?
Yes, it certainly does, Samantha. What I want to do is take the experience that I've gained over the years, boil it down, and present it in a way that will help people put it to good use for their own careers.
So what's the first secret you'd like to talk about today?
The first one is be aware of your surroundings. Now, you may have heard this phrase before, and it's usually when someone is emphasizing how important it is to be aware of your surroundings in a potentially dangerous place. You may not think about this phrase in relation to your career, but you should be aware of your surroundings in your current employment situation. To do that, you should ask yourself some questions. Those questions include, what is the company culture like? What kind of relationship do I have with my boss? What kind of relationship do I have with my coworkers? What is my employer's mission statement? Does my employer have a vision for the future? If so, what is that vision? What is my role in that vision?
So when you ask these questions, you're assessing your current employment situation. And that's what you mean by being aware of your surroundings?
That's right. You can't maximize your career potential until you know where you are right now. In other words, you have to figure out exactly where you are before you can decide where you want to go. When you figure out exactly where you are, there are two directions you can pursue. First, you can grow your career with your current employer. And second, you can grow your career by finding a better employment opportunity with another organization. Each year, millions of people choose one of these two paths. It doesn't matter which one you choose as long as the path you choose is the right one for you. That's why being aware of your surroundings is so important. It helps you to identify which path is right for you so you can choose it and do what's necessary to grow your career.
And that brings us to our second secret. And I believe there's a movie reference tied to this one. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And that movie is City Slickers, starring Billy Crystal and Jack Palance. In that movie, Jack Palance plays a character named Curly. In one scene, Curly challenges Billy Crystal's character Mitch to figure out his one thing. What Curly meant was the one thing that was most important to him. So when it comes to your career, you have to determine what your one thing is. Here are some questions to consider as you figure out what one thing you ultimately want. Is it a greater challenge? Is it more opportunity for advancement? Is it the chance to acquire new skills? Is it more money or compensation? Is it to work for the best company in the industry?
What if all of those things are important? They all sound like they would be, especially to top candidates.
Well, that's a great question, Samantha. What this exercise forces you to do is not only identify which things are important to you, but also to prioritize those things. It may seem like everything is equally important, but they're not. You have to figure out what is most important to you. And here is why this exercise is crucial. When I was discussing the first secret, I mentioned that there are two paths that people can take: growing their career with their current employer or growing it by finding a better employment opportunity. When you figure out what is most important to you about your career, then it becomes easier to identify which path you should choose. You can decide if your current employer is able to give you the one thing that's most important to you now or possibly in the future, or if they're not.
So, Stacey, what's the next secret you have today?
The third secret is a rather simple one, but it's very important. And that secret is always act with integrity.
That really doesn't sound like a secret. You would think that acting with integrity is something that everybody knows they should do.
Well, I can tell you from experience that I have seen countless people derail their career by not acting with integrity. I cannot stress this secret enough, and I call it a secret because obviously not everybody knows about it. If they did, I would not be a witness to some of the things that I have seen through the years. Once again, you must act with integrity regardless of which path you choose to grow your career. If you decide to grow your career with your current employer, then you must act with integrity there. If you decide to grow your career with another organization, then you must act with integrity when you pursue other opportunities.
So what about the first path of growing your career with your current employer? What does that mean in terms of acting with 100% integrity?
Acting with 100% integrity entails a lot of things that you should not be doing. Some examples of those things are taking credit for achievements that aren't actually yours, assigning blame to someone else for your shortcomings, saying and doing unprofessional or harmful things to coworkers, or misrepresenting results to management. Basically, we're talking about any lie or deception that makes you look better at the expense of other people. If you do that, then you're not acting with 100% integrity, and it will hurt your career.
Okay, so what about the second path, the finding better employment opportunities with other organizations? What does that mean in terms of acting with 100% integrity?
Right off the bat, if you choose this path, it means that you'll become part of the interviewing and hiring process of another organization. There are numerous places in that process that provide opportunities for you to act with 100% integrity. Some examples include telling the absolute truth on your resume and not exaggerating, showing up for a face-to-face interview when you said that you'll be there, telling the truth during the interview, or telling the hiring manager that you're no longer interested in the position if that's the case, letting a hiring manager know if you've already accepted another offer from another organization, or showing up for work if you've accepted an offer of employment with a company. Now again, you might be thinking to yourself, well, of course you should do all of those things, but again, I can tell you from personal experience that some professionals have not done these things and their careers have paid the price.
Stacey, you've shared many stories or case studies on our podcast. Do you have any such stories that would pertain to this?
I certainly do. In fact, I have three that relate to acting with integrity all of the time. My case study number one, Samantha, is a bank president who got fired after his company was bought. So what happened in this situation is this actually happened to a colleague of mine. I have a colleague who's an executive search consultant and a recruiter who places bank presidents. And he placed this bank president with a bank. The bank president accepted this offer of employment. And he was supposed to show up for work at 8 o'clock one morning on a Monday. Well, he didn't show up for work at 8, and 8 came and went, and then 9 o'clock came and went. And the board of director member who the president was supposed to report to called the executive recruiter who placed the bank president and told him that the president had not shown up for work that day. So the recruiter got on the phone and tried to get a hold of the candidate. Finally, around noontime, he got a hold of the candidate's wife. The candidate's wife was at home. She said, well, didn't my husband tell you that he took a counteroffer with his current bank and decided to stay there instead of taking this other employment opportunity? Well, the recruiter said, well, as a matter of fact, he didn't tell us that. So the interesting end to that story is 6 months later, that bank purchased the bank where that president was working, and they immediately terminated his employment. So within 6 months, he was out of a job. The second case study I have, Samantha, involves a candidate of ours that we sent out on an interview with one of our best clients. The candidate went on this interview, and our client was paying for him to stay in a hotel the night of the interview. Well, the candidate brought his entire family, wife and children, to stay in the hotel, and they didn't just book any normal business hotel, they booked a resort. And so when the candidate was turning in his expenses, he charged the employer two nights of a hotel instead of one, which is the norm. And he also included his family's expenses on the expense report. A third example I have is a candidate who interviewed for a job. It was actually a second interview. He had gone on the first and determined he wasn't interested, but he didn't tell anybody. He acted like he was still interested. So the company invited him to New York City for a second interview. And even though he wasn't interested, he went because the company offered to pay for his wife to go on this trip to New York City. So after the candidate goes on the second interview and takes his wife, and my client rolled out the red carpet, they took him and his wife to a Broadway play. The HR director brought a basket of soaps and lotions and other gift items and dropped it off at the hotel. I mean, they really wined and dined this man. Took him out to a nice restaurant. So he gets on the plane from New York and goes back to the town where he lived, got off the plane in the middle of the afternoon, took his wife out for a five-star dinner that night, bought a very expensive, like $200 dinner, and bought a bottle of wine for he and his wife, put that on the expense report as well that he billed my client, and then turned down the job, and then had the guts to say, well, I wasn't really interested in that job in the first place, but I wanted to take my wife on a trip to New York City.
Wow, Stacy, you have some pretty amazing stories. And you know what? You're right. You never know what some people will do.
That's right. And what amazes me is that the industry that I work in, the animal health industry and veterinary profession, is such a small industry. Everybody knows just about everybody else. So when things like this happen, it can produce negative outcomes. It can come back to bite you and have an adverse effect on your career. There's always a chance that your behavior will play a role in what happens to you in the future. The bank president from my first example could certainly attest to that. But when you always act with integrity, you never lose, no matter what happens.
Well, Stacy, that's about all the time we have for today, but you have two more secrets that you'll share in an upcoming podcast. And you waited to share these because they're the two biggest secrets really about maximizing your career potential. Is that right?
That's right, Samantha. They're too big for us to include here today, but I want to encourage everyone to stay tuned for our next podcast for candidates, and that's when I'll reveal those secrets.
Stacy, thank you so much for all this great information today.
Thank you, Samantha. I look forward to our next podcast.